there's all this stuff on LinkedIn about AI and how AI is going to replace creativity, and it's all like fear-based stuff, and I've never joined in that conversation. I've kind of got no interest. But a friend started talking to me this morning. Well, I worked in advertising for 2 years, and I got out of it. I tried it after applying for every single job in The Age with a piss-take resume, and the only job that took me from that was advertising. So I was in there for 2 years, and it was kind of a mini hell. It burns you out, it chews you up and spits you out. And the people it attracts, I can't say, because then I'm going to judge myself. I probably only got along with one or two people in the 2 years that I was there. But yeah, there's some lovely people, but also some odd people I'd never ever meet or come across in my life. But yeah, there's all this AI fear-based stuff. And my friend was saying, oh, you know, AI can copy your poetry, and it can, you know, it could basically saying it'll replace you and blah, blah. But then I thought, for 30 years, I made stuff with no audience. I made it for myself. It felt like I was making medicine for myself. And the process and the world that I'd be able to create just for myself was beautiful. And I did that when I was eight. When I was eight, I'd make stuff out of nothing. And that gave me a beautiful thrill. And I carried that spirit through a lot of my life, making stuff without an audience in mind. And of course, I love when my stuff connects. Of course, sometimes there's a part of me going, I wonder if this will connect. It's a beautiful thing to connect with people. Like, of course, I love solitude, but I also love connection keeps us alive to some degree. But also the connection to that art spirit inside us, inside me. That's the stuff that makes sense to me. And so then when there's this fear-based AI is going to replace you, that's because money's involved. That's because it's fear of job loss. It's a kind of a fear thing. And I have turned my art in the last year or two years into a job. And that does take some of the magic out of it. And sometimes I do catch myself looking at statistics and going, oh, how many units have I sold? Not how many books of magic are out there in the world that people are enjoying. It's like, oh, how many units have I sold? Can I pay my bills this week with? Do I have to come up with more ideas? One thing I've noticed, because I've hitched my ability to pay my bills to my art, I can't have any fear at all. Otherwise, art doesn't come, money doesn't come. It's like as soon as I worry about money, then money doesn't come. It's how life works. Everything's counterintuitive. You just do the opposite almost. So if I worry about money, money won't come. And so then I go, fuck it, I'll focus on my creativity. And then money comes. So if I'm not focused on the money, but I'm focusing on the creativity, money comes. But then if I focus too much on creativity, then the creativity doesn't come. So then I've got to move away from the creativity and then go focus on clouds, daydreaming and fucking up. So I need to give myself as much room as possible to fuck up and not be scared, not feel fear. Fear ruins everything about creativity. Fear and good art do not belong in the same rooms. And I used to believe that art that makes money, that money is magic and needs to be laundered by the tooth fairy. And I never wanted to spend money that I made from art. It felt too magic, but now all of a sudden it does. I've turned my thing into a job. and so there's the fear part of me that wanted to take my friend's words very seriously. Oh, AI, replacement, blah, blah, blah. But then I thought, no, hang on a second. For 30 years, I've been doing this for so long by myself, and I loved it. It's a good reminder for me why I was doing this in the first place. I have 30 years of momentum of making this shit for myself and to purely entertain myself. And so that gave me a relief, because the fear part of me that once needs to pay bills and thinks that I'll die if I skip one bill, which is ridiculous, is like took it very seriously, and then all of a sudden it gave way to remembering why I was doing this in the first place, and so that was a relaxing kind of thing. But yeah, today I'm sitting in the place where I normally record a lot of my videos. Well, I have for the last few years. If you're watching this on YouTube, I just walk along this stupid path right next to this oval, and up and down it, and I look like a mad dumbass talking shit to myself, and then sit under this stupid tree. Sorry, tree. You're not stupid. Actually, I had a chat to trees once on psychedelics, and the tree told me, "You're trespassing. Go back to your stupid human world." So I apologize, tree. You're good. Yeah, I've never joined in the AI conversation. It just seemed ridiculous. It seems like a dumb thing to even entertain, because it's all about money and tying art to money, and that's when, as holy as it sounds, that's when art becomes bullshit, impure. But I love that AI can impersonate beautifully, like 110%, really well, really fucking excellently. And the good thing about AI, I think, is that it will get rid of 95% of shit art out there. I actually don't know. I have no idea. If it replaces me, it won't replace me making it just for myself again, which will be the most beautiful thing, which is what I've always done. But yeah, it comes back to that old question too. Like, a lot of people go, if there's no one else in the world, would you still write? Would you still make art? And I remember once when I was feeling really happy about 6 years ago, because I was practicing Eckhart Tolle's visual meditations, just like watching really intently a blade of grass, or watching the cracks in the wall really intently for hours. It was relaxing, and for a whole few months I could not write. I was so happy I didn't need to write. All I wrote was "I like life." And that doesn't make for interesting writing. And so part of me sort of wants to get into trouble, wants to feel the pain of life, almost so I can write. So I can find that connection sometimes. It's almost like suffering to be able to connect, which is stupid. How stupid is that? But if I was the last person alive, would I still make art? Yeah, probably, but in a very functional way. Tents, houses, whatever that functional art is. But yeah, I love writing. It was something that I just purely stumbled into. I made my own medicine for years by the train tracks. It made me feel better, almost like separate myself. I feel like, it's like there's two of me. There's a guardian angel me, and there's me. And by writing, I could almost have a conversation with the guardian angel version of me. And I can feel that very... I can feel that person, especially when I'm drunk. I can feel like it splits me into two when I drink, which isn't often these days. But when I do, you can feel I'm having a conversation with myself, and there's two parts of me, and it's wild and it's beautiful. But when I'm writing, I feel that. I feel that I can split myself into two, and I can have a conversation with the guardian angel version of me. And yeah, reading back old writing, I'll go, "Oh, did I write that? I had no idea that I even thought that." I love when you say stuff out of your mouth and the ears hear it, and you go, "Oh, I didn't realize I thought that." Sometimes you've just got to say stuff, and you can feel that splitting. Not in any kind of psychiatric, schizophrenic kind of way. There's a purity. There's a guardian angel we have. I kind of feel like psychology and psychoanalysis, all that sort of shit, kills that magic. It everything's diagnosed, and it kind of ruins. There's something magic to us, and it can kill the magic through over-diagnosing everything, to the point where people would probably be afraid of talking to their guardian angel in case they were diagnosed with some. Isn't it interesting? They call them disorders. It's, yeah, sometimes I feel like some of those people who have those so-called disorders actually are able to talk to other realms or other places, they have a gift. And maybe in ancient cultures, I'm sure that was probably regarded as a gift that they were able to talk to these other things. But they can't function in the real world as a banker or an accountant. They can't deal with that sort of shit. But anyway, I've sort of gone around in circles and just rambled and talking to myself. Sometimes I feel like I'm kind of having a conversation with that other person who is me. When I do these podcasts, do these YouTubes, they're fun. I love sitting in nature. I've done it for so long, just sitting here by the tree with my feet in the soil. I always love the smell of soil in the winter, in the rain, in the dryness of it in summer. It makes me feel sane. When I sat by the train tracks for 10, 15 years, or the cemetery since 1999, I've been going to the same garden. Just the smell of that soil in all the seasons always made me feel like I was sane. And I found out not long ago that soil actually has antidepressant qualities. I hate the word antidepressant. It's like anti. You've got to put anti or dis, or everything's defined in the strange negative when it comes to science and bureaucracy and all that sort of crap. Anyway, I'm talking shit and I went around in circles. I'm going around in circles. But if you'd like to leave a review for this podcast on Apple, Spotify, or comment on YouTube, I'd love that.